This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Don't even want to wear your mask because it's oppressive. Try wearing the mask I've been wearing all these years. I can't even tell something true unless it has a punchline behind it. You guys aren't ready.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the answer's
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, they ain't ready.
It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating your miss. The rhyme from the microphone soloist. So you sit by the radio and on the dial soon. As you hear it,
pump up the volume. Dance with the speaker till you hear it blow. Hey, yo, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, and I thank you for lending me your ear for a couple minutes to just talk about whatever. It has been a long time. I apologize. I took a break, just mental health break, personal break, whatever you want to call it. Just was running out of things to talk about and running out of, you know, issues I really wanted to talk about. Seems like there's a lot that we can always be talking about right now. And, most of it just ain't fun. I wanted to get back to having fun. I don't know how much of that I'm accomplished today, but, hopefully somewhat, somehow, maybe we're headed toward getting back to normal. We'll see. We'll see. Hope you guys are doing good. Hope you guys are, enjoying yourselves, happy, content, whatever. Regardless of what side of the fence you're on, I hope, you know, I don't know, this time isn't too stressful for you. I know it seems like something about to pop. I'm praying that it don't, but we'll see. Yeah, there's be a lot of ums and ahs in this one, and I don't edit shit, so here we go. Take a sip. Man, usually start with the Chef Elise update, so let me go ahead and start with that. Some fun stuff. There's been a lot of Chef Elise stuff. We did Halloween, you know, my first time carving a pumpkin. Maybe a shocker to some of you. I don't know. I don't remember ever carving a pumpkin as a kid. My daughter drew me a picture and she wrote on the side of the picture. She asked me how to spell each word as she was writing it. So it wasn't like a surprise when I got the message, but, she wrote on the side of the picture, "Will you buy me this pumpkin and, or will you get me this pumpkin?" I don't think she understands the concept of purchasing quite yet. Maybe she wouldn't ask for so much, but anyway, she doesn't ask for much. Anyway, yeah, so I made sure I went out and got a pumpkin and we carved it. It looked a little sad. It looked a little, you know, it looked as if, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say anything politically incorrect. It looked a little sad, but I was very proud of my first attempt until I saw some of you other people's pumpkins. So, fuck y'all for making me feel bad. Felt kind of good to get that first fuck out there real quick. It's been a minute, man. I feel so out of practice in doing this. I don't know what to talk to you guys about. But back to my daughter. Did the pumpkin. Did roasting the pumpkin seeds, which was pretty cool. Pretty cool dad moments. I had her for an extended period of time. I won't say extended period of time. Longer than I usually have her for a couple weeks ago. And I just shout out to the moms out there. Every time my daughter is here, I mean, even before this incident, but every time my daughter is here and like I'm feeling stressed and like overwhelmed because, you know, she doesn't see dad but once a week. And, you know, so when she does see dad, it's just, "Hey, dad, you got to look at this. Dad. It's a lot of dad and it's a lot of moving and, you know, trying to get these activities. I try to, you know, get as much into the small, you know, amount of time that we have together as possible. Like I want all of her visits to be memorable and for us to do something and have some fun and experiment or, you know, cook and bake or do something that, you know, like she goes home with an experience, not just, you know, I sat with dad for, you know, a day, not even a whole day most of the time. So yeah, you know, so, but even in those moments when I'm like, I'm feeling stressed because, you know, it, when you don't do it every day, when you get, when you have to do it, it is fucking stressful. So shouts to moms and single parents in general and daycare providers, all y'all folks, you're amazing. Cause yeah, I had her for just like an extra day a couple weekends ago and, I found myself sneaking off like two or three times to just go eat Sundays in the middle of the night. Like, you know, I get why people like, you know, had a glass of wine ready or whatever. Cause, and it wasn't even like I wanted the Sunday or I was hungry or anything like that. Like I needed to escape her for a few minutes and do something that was, I don't know, I guess maybe just for me or just satisfying or something. I needed caramel pecan sundae. So yeah, I'll dip off, have me a sundae in private, sneaking behind my child's back to have some enjoyment so I can go back to being a dad and not be so resentful for it. But yeah, so shouts to moms, man. I appreciate what you do. I appreciate what my child's mother does, cause she has to deal with that on a consistent, daily, everyday basis. And, don't get me wrong. I love my daughter. I love spending time with my daughter, but when you're not used to it and you kind of have to do it, it can be extremely overwhelming. And, shouts to Bluebell for the Sundays, cause I don't know what I would have done without you. I needed that. But yeah, we had a good visit then. We had a good Halloween visit. She went as, Miles Morales. So, shouts to my daughter for being super progressive and believing she can be whatever she wants to be. You know, doesn't matter whether Miles Morales is a boy or a girl. She put the costume on. She was Spider-Man. She, you know, she don't live with those boundaries. That's the dope things about kids. Like if you don't give them boundaries, they don't have any. And it's, you know, a positive and a negative in some situations. But, you know, for this is like super positive, super dope that like, you know, my little girl wasn't restricted in her head in terms of what she could be for Halloween, what she wanted to be, what she wanted to dress up as, what she wanted to, you know, aspire to or whatever. I mean, I think she wants to be a superhero most of the time. I think she just wants to be in charge. She tells me what to do all the time. But that was super dope. She was Miles Morales for Halloween and, proud of my little sweet pea. Last week, I think we did applesauce mini muffins. It's very, very dope. They turned out pretty good. So yeah, Chef Elise, the repertoire is expanding. Food truck is still coming. It will be coming. So just, you know, mark it on your calendar for 14 years from now or whatever like that. You know, I don't know. First birthday is coming up. Not first birthday. Her birthday is on the first. Her fifth birthday is coming up. So yeah, I'm going to have a 5-year-old. In like 2 weeks, which is crazy. More than 2 weeks, a little more than 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. I'm confused, man. I've had a rough week, man. I've had a super rough week. And not even on some like depression, mental health type shit, just busy. And a lot of it having to do with, you know, being in certain positions that require me to interact with people, which is not my wheelhouse. I know I try to come across on this podcast like, you know, a friendly people person, something like I love the people and it's all about the people. What can I do for the people? What can Flan do for you? But Flan don't really like most of you motherfuckers. I really don't. I really don't. And I mean that in the kindest, gentlest, sweetest, most kumbaya kind of way you can tell a motherfucker you don't like them, but I don't. I still care about you. I still care deeply about you and I still want the best for you. And I still am willing to do whatever it is I can to help. But, on the real, on the general, on a day to day basis, nah, I don't enjoy being around people. It's stressful to me. And, yeah, this last week involved a lot of me being around people and interjecting myself into situations and mediating things and stuff like that, which man, it is so not my wheelhouse, but I'm proud of myself for the growth that I've experienced in the last, you know, year and a half, almost 2 years. I mean, I did have somebody drag me out my character. And, that's a cop out if I say somebody dragged me out my character. I wanted to get out of character, to be 100% honest with you. There's been a lot of things that have been happening And I think I've talked about this in terms of like sobriety and mental health. Like, you know, you operate on this whole, you know, keep your side of the street clean sort of thing. So even when people do things that hurt you or upset you, you know, the first response is supposed to be, what part did I play in it? You know, what behavior can I address within myself to either provoking someone to do a certain thing to me, or prevent putting myself in a situation where a certain thing can be or will be done to me. And that has been a bitch and a half in terms of me and my development and trying to be the best version of Flan I could possibly be. It was really eating at me to have like people step on my foot and just be like, man, let me think about if my foot should have been there. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe I placed my foot in the wrong place, or, you know, so I use that metaphor all the time. It's probably a bad one, but that's how I feel. I feel like people do things to me and I got to be like, ah, let me see if that was my fault. Let me find a way to make it my fault. And it's not the way I should be looking at it. But basically, I say all that to say, like, things have been happening to me, and the man that I used to be, you know, hurt people. When you do something to me, I want you to feel that pain. If you're not remorseful, or you don't come to me apologetically, or you don't come to me with some sort of, you know, amends ready, I want you to understand that you hurt me, and I want you to understand to what extent you hurt me. So I have to try to find something equally as hurtful to do to you. And that's wrong, people. I'm saying that's wrong. I'm just saying that's who I was. And in this year and a half, 2 years of growth, I'm trying to be somebody different. It means I have gone against my nature, and I've been eating a lot of anguish and pain and hurt. And it even bothers me that the people that hurt me probably don't even know that they hurt me. Because I've been told in certain situations it's best for me not to try to address those things, you know, and to just let go of the resentment. That's one of the phrases I hate more than any of the rest of these like sobriety recovery things, is the whole idea of letting go. You know, my mom said to me once, like, forgiveness, real forgiveness, is letting go of the right to be upset. And I so fervently want to hold on to that right. It's my right, mother. Like, you guys, it's my right to be upset. It's my right to hate you right now. But if I'm forgiving people the same way that I want forgiveness for the things that I've done, and I've done some incredibly fucked up shit in my life, I have to do that. I can't ask from people more than I'm willing to give. So, yeah. I've been doing that a lot, a lot. I don't know if you can hear me say it, a lot. And so there's been this part of me that just has wanted to lash out at someone for a very, very long time. And I ended up in a situation where I extended myself again. You know, I'm doing the kumbaya. What can Flan do for you? How can I help you? And I was in a situation to help some someone. And I was doing everything in my power to help that person. And I believe now in hindsight that the person weren't capable of accepting the help. They weren't in a position, I want to say mentally or emotionally, or they weren't in a position in their life to be able to accept the kind of help that I was capable of giving. Like they definitely need help, but it's more than I have the ability to give. Like, somebody smarter, better suited to help that kind of issue needs to help that person. And so the help that I was given wasn't received very well. And the person ended up kind of, you know, lashing back out at me. And that just put me in a position where it was like, man, I'm doing everything I can to do for you. I'm doing everything I can to befriend you, to take care of you, to support you, you know, to make you feel comfortable, to do, you know, to help you get. You came to me with a need and I'm trying to address it. And this is how you repay me. Like, you know, it's like, what movie is that from? This is how you repay me, mother. That's how I felt. And, I lost character for a second, and, more than a second, several seconds, minutes. And I said some things I probably regret. I do feel better though. Is that bad? Is that bad that I feel a little better after I got the evil out? Yeah. I wish I could figure out some sort of system where you could do that, where like when the shit builds up, I know what people are going to say. Run, box, do something like that. It ain't the same. Angry people out there tell you, you know, it's not the same. Like punching a bag or punching the pavement or whatever, running, you know, all that stuff. It gets some of the energy out, but it don't really get the evil out. Like it don't really get the anger out. Like sometimes I need to Hulk out. I need to just go to 10 for a minute. And then I'll come back. I'll be all right. My homeboy, my brother, 1-3, he's been on the show a couple times, you know, way back when. We used to work together, you know, at several places, the Pentagon being one of them. And I don't know why I threw that out there. But anyway, we just be at work. And he's, you know, he's a stronger, bigger, faster version of me. Like just, you know, we real close. We brothers in every sense of the word, other than biologically. But yeah, he's a more imposing physical specimen than I am. And he used to just sit at work and be like, "Hey, Flan, like wouldn't stop until I asked, until I respond to him. Flan, what, man? Hey, let me kick you one time. Just let me kick you one time. I'm gonna pick you. I ain't gonna, you know, I'm gonna make sure you don't hit nothing on the way down, man. Just let me kick you one." Like he just needed to get it out, like legit. And like, yeah, a punching bag or something is different than a person. So this is sounding horrible. As I'm saying it, I realize how horrible it sounded, but it's, you know, I don't know. I could be honest with y'all, right? I needed to get it out and I got it out. And there's a certain level of shame I feel if we go into that point. And I do feel kind of bad for the person who got it because they got more than they deserved. They deserved some of it. But they definitely got some of the other hurts, you know, some of the other people that have stepped on my foot recently, you know, he got theirs too. But I don't know. I don't know how I can make amends for that one. I think the best thing I could do is might have to be another one of those living amends where I just am a better person from this point forward. Because I think any interaction between me and that individual would not be good for either one of us at this point. So I don't know. If you're listening, which I doubt you are, I wish you the best. Hope you're doing well. On that, with everything that's going on recently, and I'm speaking on the election and politics and Trump versus Biden, you know, we've been so divided. And I know for me, there's a part of me, you know, that feels somewhat vindicated now that the results are, I don't know, as close to official as they're probably going to be for a while. I am enjoying the silence from certain individuals that went above and beyond in their ugliness when they thought they was on the winning side. So I am enjoying that. I'm trying not to lash back out. Like I'm trying not to do no real celebrating. Like I haven't done any celebrating and, you know, because we're far from a victory at this point. Yeah, I'm happy, you know, the way things turned out, but it's, you know, this is not over. This is not we didn't cross the finish line. You know, we got in a position where we can possibly actually be in the race for a while. But yo, this isn't over. We didn't cross any finish line. Nothing has ended. No, the war is not done. We just got a fighting chance now. But I am again in one of those situations where I hate misinformation. I hate misinformation. I hate people intentionally trying to mislead people. And that's where I'm at right now. Where I'm at right now is I'm starting to realize it's intentional and I'm trying to figure out the motivation behind it. I had two incidents recently that pointed this out to me. I'll go with the first one that happened longer ago. That wasn't grammatically correct, but fuck it though. I was seeing all this stuff about the QAnon stuff. I see that a QAnon supporter or whatever was elected to Congress. So woosah on that one. But here's a part of me that's like, man, like, you know, don't prejudge, man. There's a lot of people that believe this stuff. Possibly there's some validity to it. And am I just being closed minded, you know, and just looking at them as conspiracy theorists and crazies that I'm missing out on actual truth? And again, like, I really want to be more closely aligned with the truth. I'm not trying to be right or wrong. I just want to not believe things that aren't true. So I said, all right, man, this is what I'm gonna do. I picked one of the popular dudes that have, you know, have been referred to me by other people that, you know, whose opinions I somewhat respected. And I used the past tense. So I said, man, I'm gonna watch this video. I'm gonna watch this whole video. I'm gonna make it through it. I'm gonna take it seriously. I'm gonna give it a real chance. I'm gonna watch the video. The video may have been like an hour long. I think I made it 8 minutes. 8 minutes. In the 8 minutes, because this is what I do, man. You send me stuff that's about like serious topics or politics or these theories or this is what's gonna happen. Like, I'm gonna listen to it and I'm gonna fact check as I go, especially if they point to articles and websites and historical events. Like, all right, you know, you say this, if this is the basis for the rest of what you're going to say, I have to make sure I believe or I agree with this before I even listen to anything else, because I may get 5 or 6 points down the road and realize this is built on, you know, a house of cards, man. Like, the first thing you said didn't make sense, and this is all supposed to be built on top of that. So I started watching it, and the person was posting, like, they had a PowerPoint up, and they were actually in the PowerPoint posting like screenshots from the websites that they were pulling these articles from, and they were like pulling the actual article. And I remember looking at one and the guy reading it and him reading the words on the page and coming up with like what he believed it said that it clearly didn't say. And so I started digging, and I just found hole after hole after hole after hole using the very articles that this person was posting. Like, I wasn't going and finding other information. I was using the information that you're pointing me to. And then I look at the information you're pointing me to. It is clear that what you're saying isn't true. And if you're as intelligent as an individual as you appear to come across with the amount of work you've done to put together this PowerPoint presentation to prove this stuff, I have to believe that you're aware that what you're saying right now is bullshit, that you made some leaps in logic, and not even leaps in logic, just flat out false statements. And then I see like the overwhelming support for it, and the people who are like, man, yeah, come, if you're going to say it's bullshit, you better come with your facts. I'm like, that's not hard to do. Like, y'all ain't even reading the articles he's telling you to go read. Can't be. Can't be. It's just like, man, it pisses me off. And I had sat down and like opened up a document and started going point by point on, you know, why this didn't make sense, or this, you know, this doesn't coincide with the evidence you provided, or this, you know, this is a false statement and this is unclear, and boom, boom, boom. I was going to post some shit and I was going to fight it, because I want to fight misinformation everywhere it pops up. And I dropped it, because I don't think the point is whether it's true or not. The point is to just think differently than what you consider mainstream information. That mainstream has got to be wrong, and that anything contrary to what the mainstream believes must be right. That's what it seems like. I don't understand from his standpoint what the motivation is, because I have a hard time, you know, listening to him speak or seeing the work that he put into the presentation that he made, and not see him as an individual intelligent enough to know that this is bullshit that you're saying. So it's like, man, so what is in it for you? What is in it for you to mislead people? What is in it for you to, is it just to get this following of people that you take in an obviously false direction? Like, I guess there's something out there that I don't need to understand it. I probably don't. And then I ran into something today. Somebody posted some crazy stuff about the election, and, someone I've had a run in with before. Yeah, so I decided this time around, it was such blatant misinformation. Let me say this first. I did not approach the information as if it was information. It was misinformation. I approached the information as, that's interesting, I hadn't heard that before, let me go look into it. And so I went to the organization that they mentioned it's a government organization. I went to the website of the government organization that they mentioned, you know, we're doing these things. And I pulled a page, and they already had a page on their website dedicated to rumors. And they addressed the very rumor that the person had posted in their post on their website. So I took that link and I commented on it. And my comment was deleted. And so I was benefit of the doubt. Maybe I didn't post it. Maybe I didn't hit send. You know, I wasn't sure. I ain't post no words. No, you wrong. Why you posting this bullshit? Get the fuck out of here. None of that. No words. Just the link. Just the link to the government website that you say is doing this stuff. That you say is doing this stuff that works in your face. So you're saying that they're saying that this government agency is about to come out and show you how bullshit, you know, this whole election was. And so I went to their page and they're like, no, we're not. You know, and so I posted the link. It got deleted. I wasn't sure. So I posted it again. It got deleted again. And I just have to say, you know, if you're going to make these, if you have an opinion that can't even stand next to opposition, can we agree you don't have an opinion? I really wasn't saying whatever the person was saying was right or wrong. I was just offering additional information. And it was like they just wanted to have a big party with anybody who believed the same thing that they believe, but they want to do it publicly. And they want to, you know, they want to censor folks that have an alternative view based on fact. I'm throwing jabs. That's wrong. It is based on fact, though. But yeah, man, like, I don't know. Get around. If you want to do it in public, man, be ready for the public to say something. Be ready. And I'm not being, there's no way that could be taken as me being offensive or me being confrontational, because I didn't even put words. I just posted a link to other information from the very organization that you're saying is about to blow this whistle. And it's like, nah. It's like, so people just want. So now I have to feel like people just want to believe certain shit. They just have to want to believe certain shit. Like, they will agree with an anonymous post on Reddit before they agree with the website of the organization that you're saying is going to do what they're saying we're not going to do. Now, the anonymous post on Reddit is more credible than the other. Or even if that's not the case, even if maybe that's true, that the government site isn't credible, then you can respond with that. But to delete it is like, I don't want the other information out there. I want, this is the narrative that I'm trying to push, and anything that opposes that narrative, I'm going to censor. But you can't tell people that they're doing that, because then they get super defensive and I get into arguments, and I ain't trying to argue no more. Nobody else needs to get any more of my foot pain taken out on them. But man, I don't understand it. I don't get it. Anyways, this has been a pretty tame episode. I want to pick it up. I've had ideas for other episodes that I wanted to do for a long time. And I've really just been punking out. I've really just been like not confident enough to drop the material and not care, you know, who it offends. And then me watching Bill Burr on Saturday Night Live, and me watching Dave Chappelle on Saturday Night Live, I think good content comes from the unafraid. So I got to switch it up a little bit. I got to switch it up for my daughter so she can see the dad. Dad ain't punking out. Dad going to say it. So on that note, and close it up. My homie Zaya Fitness, he's been trying to get me to do vegan stuff for the last couple of weeks, which is added to my rough week. Me eating. I had some vegan ice cream tonight. And let me just say this. The reason they call it almond milk and sunflower milk and whatever other kind of milk they call it is because if they called it almond water and sunflower water, you wouldn't drink it. But that's what the fuck it is. Stop trying to say it's milk. It's not milk. It's almond water. And if you want to drink almond water, enjoy yourself. You want to drink almond juice, sunflower juice, enjoy yourself. Call it what it is. Be real about it. I'm off that soapbox, coming down. But Zaya Fitness is my man, though. He's my man. And he believes that there's health benefits in there, and I don't disagree with him. I just can't do it. Not yet. I haven't hit that desperation point yet. But if you're looking to change your life, looking to change your body, change your energy levels, please hit up Zaya Fitness on Instagram, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. Dope young man, super fit. He can get you where you need to go. So holla at my man. Thanks to a couple of the other, you know, podcasters that have reached out just to check on me and stuff like that, or just to have conversations. I got something from Drea's Point of View the other day about Tiff Streets having a food truck now, so they can like drive around and drop off freshly baked cookies wherever, which I think is extra. I think we need to get a GoFundMe together so we can fund them going on like a cross country tour of cookies. Just bring the country together with cookies. You can't argue over chocolate chips. It's not possible. But anyway, shouts to Drea's Point of View, one of my favorite shows. Man, I don't know who else I use. TT Charities, as always, TT Charities. If you're looking for a way to be impactful, in a safe and, appropriate manner these days, ttcharities.org always got something going on. You know, please check out the website, see what you can do to help. Donate clothes, books, time, a repost, a retweet, whatever it is that you can help with. But, ttcharities.org, please check them out. Black Millennials for Flint, you know, still situations going on with that. I haven't mentioned it in a while and I apologize, but, yeah, that's sad. We need the help. And that's pretty much all I got. I know this has been another rambling episode. They're going to get better. I got some way more fun, interesting, probably controversial things that I want to do coming up. And I'm about to nut up and get them done. So stay tuned. It's going to get heavy. But with that said, yeah, going to go back to some more old school. Teach the babies real quick. Y'all rock out with me. Holla.
Papa don't.